A new work by Curtis Institute faculty composer Eric Sessler debuted recently in Baltimore to popular and critical acclaim. As WRTI's Jim Cotter now reports, it'll next be performed in Philadelphia by four Curtis alums.
Eric Sessler has found his own variation on the old adage that says you're getting old when policemen start to look young. He says he started hearing the ticking of time while writing his latest string quartet.
A new moment of being middle-aged, which is that now I have the opportunity to write for people that I've taught.
Sessler writes on classical guitar, an instrument he says that allows him to use certain unorthodox composition techniques. This process often starts by him retuning his instrument.
I'll use these tunings as chords. And so the third movement, for example, which was the first one that I actually wrote, begins with several alternate guitar tunings.
The creation of this work went well beyond the normal boundaries of a composer-musician relationship, with Sessler often being unsure about how he would write down what he wanted to hear, and the group, after he had explained and sometimes played it for them, finding a way to make it happen, which presented a whole new set of problems.
Now, of course, retroactively, I'm going to have to figure out the correct way to notate that, which is still puzzling me.
In a Philadelphia Chamber Music Society presentation, the Dover Quartet plays Eric Sessler's String Quartet at the Kimmel Center's Perelman Theater on Wednesday, December 4th at 8.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.